All right, let's go ahead and begin. Get your Genesis sheet out for a quick minute, okay? And I want to review it, okay? There's some homework I want you to do. I just didn't want to give it to you and not go over it, what it's all about, okay? Briefly, all right? I want you to open the book of Genesis and want you to begin to do the things that you need to do in relationship to Genesis. Number one, the wording, the author, the time, the position in the Bible in relationship to all that's very, very important. But I do want you to go up here, down at the bottom, where it says Genesis contained messianic prophecies or predictions. I want you to go to Genesis 3:15 and just analyze between 4:25 and 9:25 all the way through the book of Genesis in relationship to the seed of Abraham, to the promise of Genesis 3:15 that God made that messianic prophecy all the way through the 12 tribes of Israel. Because they do show it there. A lot of times we talk about 3:15, but we never talk in Genesis 12:1, but we never go down to look at from Seth to Shem to Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Judah. And Jesus was born on the fourth tribe, which is Judah, okay? But go down there and notate that in the book of Genesis that you will know, okay? Also, this is not on your sheet, but read chapter 1. And I want you to note all days of creation. Just note that. That's very important. And read that. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but you read Genesis chapter 1 and read that in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Okay? So look at that. And then what you're doing now is open up your book here. Because what you're going to do, see here in your second chart here, see what you're going to see now. See, here we are right now, right? See, and what we're going to do, we're going to eventually, as we go throughout the whole thing, we're going to watch this thing go, the seed from Genesis 3:15 all the way to Matthew 1:1. But we're going to do it through the whole book in relationship. Even here, look on this sheet right here, this second one on your sheet. See, from Adam to Enoch, to Cain and Abel, to Noah, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And see, Genesis will start right there, right? See? But see, you're going to go there and you're going to write all that in your Bible and understand what Genesis means before we even get to second hand now, which is the book of Exodus, right? Y'all understand what we're doing? See, that's the reason why. Let me tell you something. You know, people don't understand scheme of redemption because they don't understand God's will. In relationship to Ephesians 3:10, that everything was preordained before the foundation of the earth. And see, this has strong implications in relationship to why Jesus came. See? Jesus came because of sin. So Genesis 3:15, what you got, you're going to see that seed traveling all the way through the book of Genesis, through the book of Exodus, all the way to Jesus come over here. See, Christ is born right here, right? See, Christ born right here. Y'all looking at y'all's sheet, right? See, that's why I see your brain, because we're going to put them out all the time, amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? But see, you're going to go back with Genesis, and you're going to do that too. See, in relationship to understanding, you know, what we're saying here through Adam, through Enoch, through Cain and Abel, through Noah, and see, you're going to watch the generations of time here, back here, in relationship to the 2,511 years that this occurred. See, am I right? Because see, the Old Testament count backwards, all right? See, and the New Testament count forward. See, and that's where we're going to see it. And that's really why I'm giving it to you there, in relationship to understanding, thank you, what is the will of the Lord. Y'all with me? Y'all with me? Because see, most people don't understand this here because they don't understand how the 66 books work. See, that's why I keep hopping. 66, right? 39, right? 27, right? See, I keep telling you, you got to memorize that, right? You got to know that you had 5, am I right? You had 12, right? You had 5, and you had 17. That made 39. Now, I'm not telling you what they are, but you should know, am I right? You should know that, because if you don't know that, you're not going to understand what we're talking about when we leave Genesis and go to Exodus, when we go to Leviticus, when we go to Numbers. Amen. Because see what we're going to do, we're going to watch that seed travel all the way to Shiloh come under the tribe of Judah. And see your sheet here in Genesis here, it tells you over here they were prophesied about over here in Genesis 49:10. See, you're going to see that. You see all that happening. See, and this all came about, why? That Jesus was coming to the world, Luke 19:10, seeking to save that was the law to do what? To build a church. To build their church, not in the church, but that church that we are a part of, amen, called the Church of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? See, and that's the whole point that we're seeing. See, you got to understand why. You understand why? See, it's not going to have no meaning to you. right? Some folks say, I went to church, but they don't know why they went to church. Some folks say, well, I had a good time in church, but what point of having a good time when you don't know why you had a good time? Am I right? So you got to put reasoning behind, you got to put mindset behind it, amen, and us understanding what is the will of the Lord, okay? So just do that, all right? If you hadn't got this down right here, here we go again. This chart here, in relationship to understanding, if you ain't got this down here, it's on page, the chapters, verses, no, that's not the one I wrote, got there. It's not in here. Okay, I got to get you one, because it's not in here. The one that breaks down the divisions of the Bible. It's not in here. That's one we'll get you. I have it for you this evening. But I want you one with the division of the Bible, chapter 39:27. I show you the patriarchal age, the history. You know how to break it down. See, we got to put that in there. And I get it for you this evening, okay? All right? Okay? Yeah, I'm going to get it for you this evening, okay? Because you got to have it. But the whole point is, because see, you got to see these things, amen? And you got to have these things in your mindset in order for us to write the Bible God's word. Because you don't, you're not going to understand what is the will of the Lord, okay? All right. Well, we appreciate that. And I'm going to put that down. Now we're going to go to James. Okay. All right. Y'all with me? Hello, y'all with me? All right. Oh, and this sheet here, one more, whoa. This sheet here, man, this is a good one here. On the front part of it, it gives you the different examples. You remember I told you there are three ways that we interpret the Bible, right? Through example, right? Through command, right? Or as inferred, right? But these are all the New Testament examples that we have are converged in the New Testament. Now, you know what you all do to the book of Acts? You all add start right here. All right? In the book of Acts. Because see, what this do here, it tells you after the 3,000 souls were added. See, Acts 2:47. It tells you every example we have of people that were baptized and were saved all the way through the book of Acts. It was more than just these. Y'all with me? So this back shit complement these. See, a lot of times we look at the 3,000 on the day of Pentecost, all right? We look at Samaritan, right? We look at Simon, we look at Ethiopian, we look at Saul, Cornelius, Lydia, Philippian jailer, Corinthians, 12 men of Ephesus, and we don't go no farther. But see, there's many more examples, amen. And that's what you should notate in the book of Acts of your Bible, amen. Now, you know, people nowadays, and I'm going to tell you this here, go electronic with iPads and things of that nature. And if you bring one to church, the code to get onto the internet here is Roll Tide 1. I didn't name it. Somebody else named it. Roll, R-O-L-L-T-I-D-E 1. So you bring your iPad, you want to be able to get on your Bible. A lot of times people are following the Bible with their phones or with their iPads or with their tablets. You know, I don't have no problem with that. You want to get on the internet here. When you get on using our internet, it's Roll, R-O-L-L-T-I-D-E. But one thing about the iPad, you can't write on it. See, with that Bible, you can write in it. Amen. Amen. When I suggest you go to a certain scripture and I say, well, didn't note that, well, I don't know how you're going to write on that. Now, they may make something you can, but I don't know. If you can, that's good. But I like just that Bible, don't you? That you can go here and you can be able to note that. Now, some of y'all may say, well, my iPad might do this. I don't need this sheet. Well, that's fine. But I just like going to my Bible, going to the book of Acts, and going to Acts 2:47, because you got numerous examples of how people were saved, amen? And I'm telling you, part of this growth, part of this study, a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what to study, and we got to study every day. You just do this shit alone, they're going to keep you busy all week, amen? So there should be no reason for you not to study every day, amen? Now, I don't care if you don't study for 15 minutes, that's more than what you have been studying, amen? Am I right? This sheet will keep you busy, am I right? Because what this is going to do, this is going to enable your mind to know how in the New Testament people were saved, and they ain't going to wipe out all the rest of the foolishness that you hear on TV, amen. Because who are you going to believe, the Bible, or are you going to believe what some man say? The Bible going to always be what? Right, okay? So this sheet is that right there. This is the front of it. This is the back of it. Put it in there, but just don't put it in there But go in your Bible and become familiar with that. That you're going to be able to say, somebody say, well, I was sprinkled, or I was poor. I just asked Jesus to come into my heart to be saved. Or you ain't got to be baptized to be saved. A baptism just outward sign, an inward grace, what they always say. Well, you may say, my brother, I differ. I differ because I can go in the Bible and show you how people did what Jesus said. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. Amen. See, because not only have I got a sheet, but I went to my Bible and I marked every one of them. Amen. And I ain't got to call John or Terry or Al or any of these brothers to help me because I already did it. Amen. Am I right? Now, don't that make sense? Am I right? See, it's going to be teaching this year. I'm telling you. Like Sister Thelma say, that folder ain't going to be big enough. It may be folder one, folder two. But that's all right. We're here to grow. Am I right? We're here to fight the wiles of the devil. Amen. We're here to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. If you're here for any other reason, you're at the wrong place. Amen. We had fun yesterday, but it's on our own time. Amen. But this Jesus time. Amen. But I tell you one thing about that time we had yesterday, it made me love all y'all just a little bit more. Amen. Am I right? Because see, when you get around one another, it's just like a relationship. The more you draw, see, the more you twain, the more you cleave. Amen. The more you're going to love your wife. Somebody said, the longer you stay together, you look alike. That's what me and Dara look alike. Yeah. She told me the other day when we got through baptizing, she said, that's your wife right there. I said, yeah. She said, y'all don't act like husband and wife. I said, why you say that? She said, y'all don't talk like it. She said, y'all talk like y'all friends. We are friends. Ain't that right? We good friends. We the best of friends. We Aldo. We used to be Aldo. But we used to. But we, see, that's the whole point, okay? All right, let's go to James, okay? So y'all got that? Y'all ready? Okay. If you don't have a folder, get one. All right, Bro Hampton said he'll give you some inserts if you need it. All right? All right, let's go to Jay. And your brother got anything you want to say? Add to it. Because like I told you, hey, it's not my show, it's our show, amen. See, in that accountability sheet, when you look at it, you want to add something to it, change it, I can email it to you. It's in a Word form, okay? It's in a Microsoft 10 Word form. I can email it to you. You can tell me to make the corrections. We can add to it. But we're going to make it for the better. Amen. All of us. Amen. All right? So you come to me and you want to change it. I ain't mad with you. We're going to do it. Amen. But we're going to let everybody else know we're doing it. Amen. But the main thing, you're going to use it the right way. Tell the truth. Because the truth is going to set you free. Amen. See, too many times we've been sitting here letting folks do too many things. And like I say, the problem is we let it go too long. So you need to nip in the bud quickly, amen. Am I right? According to Matthew 18:15. All right, let's go to James, okay? All right, since your brother ain't got nothing else to say, we'll go to James, okay? Woo, my time all gone. But that's all right, we're having a good time. All right, James chapter 1. We got to hurry up, y'all. Woo, we've been going slow, but we've been having a good time, haven't we? All right, James chapter 1, okay. Let's go back. James 10, we talked about that, about abasing. Abounding, all right, we talked about that, and hope you got that over in James chapter 4, we talked about that, just a quick review, 4:7, submit, draw, all right, submit, resist, draw, and all to humble yourself to exalt. You need to put that somewhere in your Bible, please do, you need to put it somewhere, because see, if you never obey, you're not going to abound. You never abase, he never can exalt you. All right? In relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So verse 9, let the brother of a low degree, that is to be abased, to be humble. See, humble, rejoicing that he is exalted. So you want to be lifted up to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. Amen. You got to defrost. Amen. You got to let that world come out you. Amen. The reason why we got those accountability sheets because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So please, if you don't do anything, write that down. Philippians, James chapter 4. You got to, brother. You got to. Ain't no way you can get around it. James chapter 4 and verse number 7. You got to do what he tells you to do. You got to submit to God. Amen. Then you got to resist the devil. Amen. Then when you draw nigh to God, that's what we're doing now. We're drawing nigh to God. Amen. Tomorrow when you pray without ceasing, when you study God's word, see, when you do all those things, you're drawing nigh. Amen. You're drawing nigh. Why? So he can humble you, so he can exalt you. That's what he's talking about here. And too many times, people in church, we the holiest perfect people that is. Because it's all about us. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. See? And that's the point that we need to see. And then he talks about verse number 10. But in the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no so soon arisen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perishes, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. And this is what I want you to underline in your Bible. Just, see, when you don't humble yourself to exalt, see, he used the phrase here, it's going to be like a burning heat. That's what sin does. Sin beat at you, don't it? See, sin beat at you. Sin destroyed you. Amen. See, conscious sin. See, it's like a burning heat. It caused relationships to be bad. See, it caused men to want to go home, wives to hate their husbands. It caused children, not to like their parents. I'm just trying to paint the picture. See, it makes a house not a home anymore. Amen. See, because sin's like a burning heat. That's what it does. See, because it withers us. See, it causes us to be destroyed. And you know what that withering? Sometimes we don't do it all at one time, but it just eats at us, don't it? But the sooner one day we wake up, we don't even know what happened. We don't even know what happened. We just don't know. So because we didn't submit, we didn't resist, we didn't draw, we didn't humble ourselves so he can exalt us up. See, when he exalts us up, what he does, he makes us heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. He makes us above the world. Amen. See, I tell you all the time, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen. The world don't have no control on us. See, when you watch TV and see all that's going on in the world, it ain't my problem, it's the world's problem. But the Lord has exalted me up. He says, I can do all things through Christ. My God shall supply all my needs. You even hear the word needs, didn't he? I didn't say wants, did he? So the difference between wants and needs, right? Am I right? Don't you sit there and say, I'm so hungry, I don't know what to do. Somebody said, you want a bologna sandwich? Oh, I don't eat bologna. Well, you ain't hungry. Y'all know what I'm talking about? See? I'm so hungry. Y'all said that before. But baby, what you want to eat? Well, I got some sardines in there. I don't eat sardines. Well, you ain't hungry. Because you eat, or you are hungry, you'll pop that can, won't you? Am I right? See, you'll make them sardines taste like salmon. Am I right? And see, you can take some sardines now, and you can dress them up. I mean, and you can call them flambé sardines. Am I right? Put a cabinet on the table. Am I right? See, serve it on a fancy platter. Am I right? What we have for dinner, honey? Oh, we're eating sardines, Estimode. You call it whatever you want. I kept making Barry laugh too. But see, it's that mindset, amen. It's that mindset. But see, you ain't going to have that mindset if you don't exalt you up. Because you're still in the world. You're still going to have wanting you, amen. Am I right? See, want can't be a part of our life. Whatever state you find yourself in, be what? Content. Be satisfied. But it's a growing process. We all got to go through. Amen. But see, what you got to do, you got to submit. You got to resist. You got to draw. Amen. So he can humble you so you can be exalted. All Christians ain't exalted. You know what I say about lives you live? So you can tell a Christian. I ain't talking about one who say they're a Christian. A Christian exalted would do what he have to do in order to do God's will. Amen. Now, we all sin, amen. We all make mistakes, amen. We all have difficult times, amen. It's just life, amen. But a Christian would do what he have to do, amen, if he's exalted. Because he realized that everything that we got in this world is just temporary. And see, we don't use it to satisfy our will, but we use it to satisfy what? God's will. But here we go again. See, he say that burning heat, you keep on playing with that thing, that's your mindset that will cause you to be what? Withered away. And then he say you will perish. Then you will fall. Y'all hear the language there? Have you ever been there before? I've been there. That's when that man told me, he said, man, you need to go and buy your wife a new car. I heard him. But since I've been exalted, amen. And I know what I went through with that Silverado out there. And I made a promise. If I get through with it, I ain't going to do it no more. I heard him say it. Now, I know she might want a new one. But does she need a new one? Because every time she got down, it crates. Hello? See? I hear it pulled back in the driveway. Now, I know y'all looking at me saying I'm crazy. Because see, I've been there. See, I've been there. You've been there, amen. And I refuse to go there when I don't have to. See, well, you don't have to. See, for whatever state you find yourself in, be content. See, count your many blessings and see what God has done. Man, it's a blessing. You know, I told my wife when it snowed Thursday, it was cold, man, wasn't it? We got caught out in it. It was cold. We were coming out the dollar store, man, it was snowing. And I said the dollar store, that's right. And we were trying to make it back home, and some of those hills was already white. And I saw cars spinning. I told Shonda, I said, well, we out here, we might have to spend the night. See? But I said, no, we're going to get back to the main street, we'll make it back in. And I told my wife, I said, ain't it a blessing to be able to come back to a home? Some people didn't have homes. They was outdoors, wasn't it? See, that's a blessing, amen. And sometimes we just don't know how blessed we are. So do me a favor, underline those words that are in your Bible. See, it's a burning heat. It withers. It causes you to fall. You perish. And then it says, based on your own ways, you will fade away. People don't even know you're in existence no more. See, to the point that maybe you will commit suicide, to the point you will cause people danger, or cause people other harm. See, that's the reason why it happened. And people say, well, I just don't understand why they like that. Yes, I do. It's sin. Come on, call it just the way it is, amen? See, you don't like to call things. See, I don't know why my child that way. Yeah, I do. He's a sinner. He's a devil. Amen? My child ain't no devil. What you talking about, mama? That's what they is. It can't be but two things. You belong to God or you belong to the devil, right? If you ain't in Christ Jesus doing God's will, all conclusion is you is of the word. But see, you can't serve two masters, am I right? See, that's the way your mindset got to be. Y'all don't look at me that way. I don't mean no harm. But yes, I do. And the reason why, because until we change our thinking, see, long as we tolerate, long as we pull up with and don't come ye out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord, guess what you're going to do? You're going to partake of their evil deeds. Because, see, you're not going to have the strength to pull away. Sometimes you just got to pull away. It hurts, don't it? It hurts, especially if it's a child. It hurts to look at your child and see him in that condition. But see, you can't make people do things. Now, you can pray for them, amen, but you can't make them, right? So why are you going to let that steal your joy, steal your spirituality? See, because we exalted, right? See, we submitted, right? We resisted, am I right? We draw, right? We humble. Well, he exalted us, amen. Because we don't fall in this category. Because if you don't do it, none of this ain't going to work. You're not going to grow. I don't care how much I pass out, Frazier. It's not going to happen because some of you are not going to do nothing with it anyway. Some of you put it in the sleeve, but you ain't going to do nothing with it. You know why? Because sin is not going to allow you to go to the next step. Sin blocks the seed from penetrating. You don't know that. See, it sounds good. See, you're going through the motion, but see, when reality sets in, and the reality of sin. See, sin got your mindset to take that, either leave it in the car, or put it down and not pick it back up the next Sunday. That's what sin does. Amen? And until you get rid of it, you you're not going to never be able to do no better. It's just life. And you're just not going to do it. That's the reason why people are always looking for another way. See, if Christ's way don't work, see, well, if I just go to the casino and win, if I just scratch this one ticket out and I win, amen. See, if that sweepstakes that's coming, just let them knock on my door, get that $5,000 per week, they're going to set me free. See, you're looking for something else, but you're looking in the wrong places. Y'all know what I'm talking about? If I just can get that good job, if I just can get that promotion, see, if I just can get that, I'm going to do what it takes. I don't care. But if I can get it, it's going to help me. It's going to catch me up on everything. But what is catching you up on? The world. But it's a losing proposition. Look at this. His way going to supersede always. Right? And what it says here, see, they shall fade away in his ways. See, that's the devil's ways. Y'all with me? Do it make sense? Okay, then look what it says here. He said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. See, we all in this world and we endure temptation. Temptation all the way around us, amen. That's sin. See, we work with the devil, don't we? Some of our children are the devil. Amen. See, some of your relatives are the devil. See, they're all around us, amen. Temptation all the way around us. Cut TV on, temptation. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. We're what we see. You understand what I'm saying? Why do you think they spend billions and billions of dollars advertised for? To get you to buy, to tempt you. Amen. And then what are they doing? But the question is, blessed is the man, happy is the man who gonna endure it. See, gonna say, well, because I've humbled myself in the sight of the Lord, he has exalted me. Well, because of what I see, because of what I desire, because of everybody else doing it, I don't need it. Why? Because he has exalted me above all of that. Amen. Am I right? Now you go back to Jesus, amen. When the devil came to tempt him, didn't he? Am I right? Was that John 4? John 4? When the devil went back to tempt him, he said, if thou be the Son of God. Read it sometime. See, what he did, he put back the word on him, amen. He said, it is written, amen. See, that's what you got to be able to do. It is written. See, it is written. See, I have submitted. I have resisted. I draw so he can humble me. See, I don't need that. But see, it ain't going to work if nothing ain't there. Y'all with me? If you just come up in here and I tell you what you want to hear, sometimes you go to church, the preacher tell you something to feel good. Amen. See, I be watching them cook on TV. And that little stuff look nasty. It look nasty to me. The dab of stuff, and they put all that stuff on to make it look pretty. That ain't nothing. Now to me, give me a big old bowl of butter beans, some neck bones in it, some cornbread, some sliced tomatoes and onions. Man, I'd rather eat that all day than go eat, spend $29.95. A friend of mine told me this, gentleman, I'm going to move on. He said he took his wife out there to spend $32 for a pork chop. I said, one pork chop? He said, one pork chop. I said, well, did you get the baked potato? Yeah. No, all that's separate. I said, is you out your mind? I could have bought 6 packs of pork chops. Amen? Well, man, just once in a lifetime. Get what, Terry? 3 weeks later, I saw him. Hey, you think you can loan me $5? I said, you need to go back and get your money back from that pork chop. He said, you didn't have to brighten that up. I said, yes, I did. That don't make no sense. But see, it's the lost lies, don't we? See, we're creatures of what we see. See, you got to be able to endure it. See, you got to be able to handle it, because let me tell you something, it's going to happen. It may no difference how faithful you may be. I don't care how good a preacher you may be. I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care how much you study, how much Bible you can quote. The devil know that hell was prepared for him, and the devil is an angel, and the devil going back to hell, guess what? He want me to go with him. So the devil ain't going to let up. Amen. That's the reason why we got that proactive spirituality. Amen. That's the reason why we give you the accountability sheet. That's the reason why you got these books. That's the reason why we continue to give it to you, give it to you, give it to you, give it to you. Somebody said, he's giving us too much. Why, we ain't getting enough. Amen. To fight the wiles of the devil. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you may fight the wiles of the devil. Because we got to endure it. Amen. We got to win at the end. And guess what? We can win. We will win. We already won, John said. You know why? As long as we stay in the Word and let the Word right work. The only way it's going to work in the Word. See, he said, blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, underline that word tried, that word tested. See, when you are tested, and the devil going to test you. Kathy, you are a new Christian, baby. People are going to test you now. People say, oh, she just got baptized. Let me see. If you already ain't been, somebody might already knocked on your door. And we're going to see. Amen. Because the devil ain't happy. Amen. The devil ain't happy. Amen. See, try, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord had promised, under that word, promised to them that love him. And you know when we love him? When we keep his commandments. Am I right? If you love me, you would do what? Amen. See, it promised to us. You know, I know it's promised. Let me go back to my sheet here. Go back to my sheet here. See, it's promised because of prophecy back here. Everyone, we're going to watch that seed. Amen. But we got to watch it from the beginning. Amen. And we're going to watch it all the way through Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. We're going to watch it all the way through the whole Bible. Because, see, that's so many promises in there. What good is a promise to you when you don't know what the promise is? Ain't that something? Am I right? And we ain't got to wait till Valentine to get it either. We're going to get it all year long. Amen. Am I right? My. Next week, I'm out of time. Next week, I'm going to pick back up because I want to go back. Hold on, bro. I want to go back and look at that word endureth. I want to go back and look at that word try. I want to look at that word promise a little bit more deeper. And I'm going to tie all that in, okay? Let me go to you first, bro. We're going to get them to you. We didn't want nobody to miss class. So we're going to go downstairs right now and make it. Because, see, we don't want nobody to miss class doing stuff. Show a little faith. I should have made more copies the other day. But we're going to get them to you, okay? And we want you to have them. Go ahead, bro. I said John 4. Matthew 4. Okay, thank you. That's right. Thank you. Matthew 4. Thank you. That's right. Thank you. I said John 4. You said, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Thank you, brother. That's what I love about the church. Amen.